last time on Paint It Black.
Like, their sport, other than, you know, sport...
Are you accusing them of having one singular sport?
It just has... Yeah, no. They play sport.
In Korea, we play sport.
Here's the thing.
Brian, you love the Amazon, right?
The rainforest? Chop that shit down. Anacondas, stop. Honest question, what's the bottom line on how much it would take you to eat a piece of your poop?
Can you garnish it, or...
Nah, it's gotta...
You can't put, like, some Frank's Red Hot on there?
What did I eat the day before?
Shit on every shit.
Internet gave me another story here. Oh, and it's a poop story.
I think we shot our wad on poop today.
You don't want to hear about the Portland pooper? How's this for offensive? Subway customer found maggots in her sandwich.
Yeah, well, I guess it's better than rape.
Not gonna top that.
Moving on. Brian, the dental sex.
Is what Courtney labeled a lose home sex tape. Yeah!
You ever hear that song? It's like, lay back. That's what I do. Just lay back and relax, homie.
Well, what about the next line? With your mind on your money and your money on your mind.
Well, I didn't listen that far.
Welcome back to the Paint It Black podcast, starring Lou Figueroa, Brian Katz, and your host, Pete Berg.
Oh, hi, everybody.
Hi, Mark.
What's up? Callback from I was not prepared for the YZO.
Danielle's in the room. It just kind of reminded me. When was the last time I hung out with you? Oh yeah, probably Riff Tracks. Mm-hmm. So, I'm Pete. That's Brian.
Hey, how you doing, man?
There's Lou.
Hey guys. Lou, yeah, he's killing it.
Say hi to real Lou.
People love Louis A, man.
No, they don't. You do.
They fucking love it.
I love Louis A.
Yeah.
Well, there's Ken, the Pope. Oh, yeah. And the previously mentioned Danielle. Welcome
Hello.
Back.
Thank you.
What's going on, Danielle?
How's everyone doing?
Doing all right, man. Labor Day weekend.
Should probably say that background noise if you're in it. Podcast pup LeBron. Mm-hmm.
Yo, why are you trying to hate on Louis A? What do you got against the fucking one and only Louis A? Mm-hmm.
Well, he was a Louis B supporter.
Yeah.
Louis B?
Yeah.
That guy's a herb.
He stole Casey's
Louis Bigaroa.
Bigaroa?
Yeah.
Bibber the bat. Fuck P now.
Classic Louis A.
Now you got.
Bibby bop bop fuck P.
Yeah.
Now P. Bop bop bop.
Billboard Top 100.
Are you going to go write a whole song about that now?
That already is.
You're
top
100. Need,
44 weeks straight.
You're going to need to come up with two hip-hop tracks trying to burn people.
Oh, well, speaking of that, at the end of the show, I actually have the trailer for the new album.
KZ?
KZ's on it.
Woo!
KZ's on it. But it's not KZ's. It's number one Rapper Alive's album.
Really?
Yes.
Who's the number one?
Not Jane.
I'll reveal it when we play the trailer.
Number one, man.
Wow. Ooh.
All right. I can't wait to hear this.
I'm excited.
I think it's Kanye West.
Nah,
he's been here like 3 or 4 times this week. Like, I think it's Kanye West.
I think
him and KZ been working on something. I saw him and KZ both wearing leather skirts. It was a whole
Isn't
production.
Kanye off running for president or some shit now?
Yeah, I think it's probably his presidential track.
If he was the president, man, I wish somebody somewhere just went up like, Kanye West doesn't care about white people. It's like cutting taxes or is it something like that?
That guy's a fucking loser.
Really is. Anybody watch that VMA shit?
No.
That's what everyone's been
saying. I know that Kim Kardashian looked like Penguin from Batman 2.
Oh, yeah. She was in like...
Yeah.
I saw that picture on Reddit.
Like, weird Danny DeVito look. Not a fan so much, but all right. You do you, Kim.
It was like the undersuit you wear if you're putting on like a deep sea diving gear.
It looked like that shit
She'll never get the bends.
It almost looked
did look like Scuba G.I. Joe.
That shit was like a Party City Bioshock costume.
She looked like a Big Daddy.
Yeah, man.
She just needed a helmet, yeah.
It was like, what was that motherfucker from Nightmare Before Christmas, the bad guy?
The Oogie Boogie Man?
It looked like the Oogie Boogie Sack or something like that.
That's good.
Oogie boogie, nigga.
Oogie boogie, nigga.
I don't remember that part of the movie.
I gotta watch it again.
What movie was that from?
Director's cut. No, that was Dave Chappelle.
Oogie boogie, nigga.
Yo, last week we were talking about Pete having sex to Terminator music.
Oh, yeah?
He says, "I come on you if you want to live." And listening back, I'm like, that is so fucking rapey. Like,
it really is.
If you want to live, you're going to take this jizz bomb.
It
wasn't me. It was the T-800.
You rapey
bastard.
They
scrapped that model.
For reasons. Yeah. Bill Cosby was only the T-600.
I can't believe we let that go.
Was that the black version?
You can only imagine what happens in two generations. T-1000, they cut all his morphing into dildo scenes.
The T-500 was actually it broke character and it didn't smoke menthols, so like the humans bit right through that one, so they had to make the T-600, the Cosby.
The Cosby doesn't come out to the same music.
Yeah, but
though.
Everyone loves Cosby, so you know.
Cosby's like it's way more menacing with that fucking.
If you see a fucking Terminator coming at you to that in a sweater like that. That's some scary shit.
He's doing like a little jig, like no.
He's handing you a drink.
I knocked Bill Cosby right out, even if he was a robot.
Fuck, I'll punch Rudy if he's in my way.
Rudy? I punched Rudy too, man.
Yeah.
He was a long shot, but he made it.
No.
Wait. You're gonna punch fucking
Rudy Rutger, man.
Samwise?
If we're gonna go that deep, fuck yeah, I'd punch Sean Astin. He didn't make it at all. He just pretended like he did.
That's fucked up, man.
Wow.
That homie rode to the end. That's a soldier. He's ride or die.
He was really gay for Frodo.
Like, I'll go to Mordor with you, and he went to Mordor with him. It's a real man.
That's friendship.
It's a real man.
He just was hoping at some point they'd have that gay moment in that trip. It's like just me and him the entire way.
Right.
I'm in.
He was definitely hoping for a Brokeback Mountain.
Brokeback Mount Doom.
Why you gotta turn it gay, man? It was like, you got like severe homophobia.
I don't care. They can be gay as they want. Just
he was like, I'm gonna watch my homie's back because he's going to Mordor.
No, I have no problem with gay, man. Just to say you're gay, though.
Yeah, he was rooting for it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just kiss, he came by, kiss,
he came
kiss,
back and
saw that kissed. In the theater. He had a little flag, said, kiss already.
Yeah, it was a picture that Pete drew of Samwise in front of just a little peck.
Gently.
Yeah.
Gently smooth.
It was the first kiss. You can't just be
Yeah, right.
It would have blown the other guy's mind away, though, if that would happen, though.
Would that turn you guys
like,
on?
Aragorn would be like, wah!
So that's how they do it in the Shire.
Oh, man. You're ruining a classic.
No way.
You know what they say about a guy with hairy feet? Big hairy cock.
Yo, speaking of what's that dwarf, Gimli, he would have looked at it.
What if they're little hairy feet? Still big hairy cock? That's funny.
Gimli would have looked at what would happen with the Frodo and Samwise, and he would have like looked at like the elf, and he'd been like, "What's this about?" Like, right. Elf is like, "I'm out of here, man."
Are take we that boat. To kiss?
two hobbits kissing? I didn't sign up for that.
They didn't tell you in the movie, but he actually defeated Gollum by giving him the monkey's headbutt.
What happens is they kiss and the Eye of Sauron turns away in disgust and they just race up the mountain.
It blinked.
What?
That's when they got him. It was Gandalf's plan that was like, you guys got to do a little gay shit in front of the fucking gate. You'll blink, definitely, and you can run up and... Oh, no.
It wasn't even Gandalf's idea. It was just Ian McKellen's.
Just do something gay at the gate. I'm sure that'll get you in.
Magneto?
Yeah.
He's a gay gentleman.
Well, yeah. I don't know. Magneto's gay.
100%.
I thought his character
movie
was
Magneto
soft.
Pretty gay.
Maybe not the character.
Come on, man.
The guy's wearing a fuchsia outfit.
Yeah, you do. You have seen what he looks like.
A cape.
Yeah.
Ric Flair wore a fuchsia outfit back in the
gay.
70s. Nah, Ric Flair's all man.
Say that again when stepping outside of this room.
We're throwing up old fisticuffs.
Fucking never liked Ric Flair. Yeah. There I said it.
That's because the guy's tailor-made from head to toe.
It's because he's got mic skills, man. People probably just respected him for him.
Why he come out here and just woo the whole time.
He didn't do that.
No, I'll take you to the WWE channel and show you some of his interviews. He's fantastic.
Look, I'll take you outside and hit you with a figure four.
No, you wouldn't.
I will.
But what if he rolled it over on you?
Yeah.
He wouldn't. I'd hit him with the belt first.
You've got the agility of an elephant seal. I would get out of
there. Pete, I would probably just put you in a sleeper, knock you out first, then put you in the figure four.
You start waddling towards me. Take out your knees.
All right, all right.
Figure four.
Oh, come on.
All right, man. That's all getting cut. So let's go on to the news.
It may, yeah.
All right, let's all right, do some news.
Live, ladies and fellas, from the invisible airways of the Planet Pack Studios, here is the news.
All right, first story. Clowns. Lou sent me this very interesting 5 things you didn't know about clowns article from Cracked.
They're actually quite amusing?
No, not on this list.
Shocker.
We'll do a little countdown, 5 to 1. Number 5, birthday clowns get birthday sex.
That's a lie. It's a straight-out lie from the clown community.
Article goes on to explain that normally they send 2 clowns, a male and a female, out to each party. Those clowns, they get it on.
Wait, so the clowns are banging?
Yeah, yes. They call them a Bobo, which is a male clown, and a Bubbles, which is a female clown. And they say that drunk parents normally get the job done, but then they always have each other at the end of the party.
Wait, are people calling up clowns to see them fuck and or join them in it?
Apparently, that's kind of what this is getting.
I mean, let me break it down to you like this. Would you ever order a clown for anything?
No.
Like, you gotta be sort of into clowns to hire them, right?
You gotta be sort of into not having fun to hire them.
So you add alcohol into the mix, there's probably some gnarly shit going down.
What? Man, what a clown. I'm not trying to have a whole face print of some girl blowing me, like... Too identifiable.
Not just the lipstick, but the entire face.
Yeah.
A big smile.
The big clown is like, did you fucking have bubbles suck your dick? No! Some other clown.
Why are your pubes green?
That's why I heard all that honking.
Man, clown. I mean, I'm starting to like it now. I might order a clown sex duo. If there's going to be a lot of honking involved, I think it might be funny.
You're going to get the guy, too?
Yeah, man, why not? Sure. I want the show.
If I come home from work and I see a fucking circus show in here, I'm going to be pretty pissed.
I did invite you to it?
Yes. Yeah, you read my mind.
I
want in on the clown, actually.
Yo, I agree with you, though. If any of you came home to your roommate having some debaucherous party, would you be mad that he had the party, or would you be mad that he didn't think enough to invite you?
How debaucherous?
Yeah.
We're talking, like, maybe a donkey, like, clowns fucking, you know, I mean, it could all go down.
Because if it's like a donkey show, I wouldn't be upset that, like, when people think donkey show, they don't think of me.
I'd be a little bummed. I wouldn't enjoy a nice donkey show.
Like, come on, man. Like, you're going to have a sex party without me?
Yeah.
That's kind of lame.
It was, you know.
Danielle, thoughts?
I can't.
You've been quiet.
You're not invited to our sex party, Danielle.
Yeah.
No clown love for you.
Yeah.
I can't say I'm not upset about that. I hate clowns that much that Prude. The sex party would be.
I feel like if you watch them fuck, you'd like them a lot more.
Mm-hmm. I hated clowns up until I thought of them bang. Now I'm on the board.
Oh, well, the honking part does sound pretty funny.
Yeah, probably, that's what got me, really.
You're probably making sex toys out of balloons and shit.
Oh my god. Nuts in like a dildo and it's like...
Every time they drop their pants too, it goes boom. Yeah.
They got the little fucking squeezy thing that shoots their pants right back up.
Yeah.
A lot of sex.
They're done quicker than anybody.
Yeah, man.
All right, number four on this list. This one kind of goes without saying, but your clown is most likely high.
That makes sense.
I don't think we have to even delve too deep into that. But if you were going to be a clown, you'd probably need to alter...
You mean Juggy the Clown? He smells like weed? What?
A little bit. Number 3, the cotton candy machine is a death trap. This one I didn't know. But the cotton candy machine is a red-hot, swirling tub of gears designed to take your arm off.
It's true. It's like, because it just takes regular old sugar. It's just colored. And it spins it so fast that it turns into like this, you know.
Insulation-y.
Yeah. And so to go that fast, you know, it'll fuck you up if you put your hand in there.
Dude, you must have watched like one of those hour documentaries on how that shit worked to know any of that.
No. I used to work at a...
Cotton candy, the untold
story. If you put your hand in the cotton candy thing, it'd fuck you up?
And it's spinning like,
damn.
It's red hot with things like whipping around.
You would never think that.
Right. And apparently it's a...
Sounds like a gyroscope of horrors down there.
It's a big risk because kids just want to get the cotton candy.
Put their head in there.
I want to get the cotton candy.
They put their head in there, rips it off like Indiana Jones in The Last Crusade.
That's fucked up.
All right, number two on the list. All the character costumes are blatantly illegal. So they have to come up with fun ways to get around it. For example...
What's illegal about them?
Copyright infringement.
Yeah.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Don't you remember when Tobias got arrested for dressing as...
The Thing?
The Thing.
That's something. A clown? Who fucking cares?
No, the characters. If they request a special character.
Like yeah. Spider-Man. I want Iron Man at my party.
Oh, I thought you meant like I'm dressed as Bozo, you know, like...
Right.
are these fucking clowns... Clowns? What the fuck?
Well, they had one story here. This is from a clown. It says, I once had to do Harry Potter, but because we didn't have an actual Harry Potter costume, they gave me a vampire costume and told me to work with it. He whittled a wand out of a stick and then drew a scar on his forehead to play Harry Potter. So they're super bootleg.
That sounds terrible. Yeah. He was probably doing the fucking vampire voice. I'm a
Gryffindor. Expecto Patronus.
This party is magic.
Get away from me, you muggle.
I know nothing of the movies.
I know.
No, I really don't. I'm just like, that sounds genuine.
This is all for me.
Dan's loving it.
The only thing he could have added was like, oh, Harry Potter.
All right, final one, and this is no surprise looking at Danielle, but most people are terrified of clowns.
Oh, they're awful.
Come
on,
stop
being old.
I don't like them.
You're an adult.
I don't care.
Stop it. That's so irrational.
No, they're not. What? I can't.
That's like being afraid of a cookie jar.
You know what, though?
There's a lot of calories in that cookie jar. It's a little
there scary. Have been killer clowns.
Which one?
There have been fucking killer babies,
a whole
too.
Tribe from outer space.
In history. Yeah.
Killer dogs. You're going to fear every
you
dog.
Were talking about terrestrial clowns, I thought.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I'm talking about.
My bad.
Expand your thinking, bro.
My bad.
There's been a serial killer who has a clown outfit.
Definitely didn't see the extraterrestrial clowns.
Like, if you see a clown coming at you with a knife, shoot him.
I see a clown coming at me in the middle of the night. I'm just assuming the worst. Yeah.
You don't think twice in that
situation. I start getting my fighting pose.
There's going to be a shotgun involved.
Well, they actually have some rules here to follow if you like want to be a clown and don't want to scare people. This is what the company sticks to. You have to be young. You're fired after the age of 27. You have to be skinny. Fat's funny, but fat's scary, apparently. And you have to be white.
These are porn rules, basically.
No black
These
clowns.
Are porn rules.
Yeah.
No black clowns.
Be thin, white, and 22. Have a coke problem, preferably. Yeah. Daddy issues, you're in.
Mm. Is anybody going to take this up? Kenny, looking at you.
Clown?
You seem the most interested in this out of the whole group.
No, I want clowns to come over.
You want to fuck a clown.
Want to fuck a couple clowns?
I would love to just like Luke. See Kenny come up from his room with steamy clown sex all over him.
Just like, clowns pouring out of him.
He comes out and like he just looks at me and he's just ashamed of himself. And he's got like clown faces all over him. It's the same clown. Or maybe multiple clowns. Who knows? And like rubber balloons falling out of his crevices.
One clown shoe on.
I want to know why.
Whipped cream all over his face.
Do you want to know why this would never happen?
Why?
Because I'd never be ashamed of myself for that.
I guess not. No, yeah. I mean, I think you're good. No, bro, seriously, though, you're going to be a little ashamed. Dirty, sexy clown sex, man.
I'll be like, yo, high five.
And then if you don't hit me with the buzzer, I'll be so disappointed.
I'm going to shoot the water
out of my eye. I'm definitely getting hit with the buzzer.
I'm going to shoot the water out of my flower.
All right.
Like, smell this flower they brought me.
Acid.
Well, I mean, I'll just be on call for
it. All right, let's do the next,
the next one.
Bill Cosby had a portrait done. Well, he didn't have the portrait done, but an artist decided to make a portrait of him in Minnesota made out of canola seeds.
Seems like a rational thing.
Because canola seeds are known as rape seeds.
Oh.
Like it.
Someone should tell Wesson.
Yeah, right?
So he made this big portrait of him, called it Rape Seed, and it has currently been pulled from a state fair exhibit.
Wait, is there a picture of it?
That is pulling low that up. On the fucking news spectrum as you could possibly get, Lou. Where the fuck
does
did you get that?
What?
It's called Rape Seed.
Rape Seed.
And so this guy was being, like, cheeky, you know, wanted to make a...
Did you hear that from the Toledo Gazette? What the fuck?
Don't you want to see it?
It's a good fucking picture.
Yeah.
You know he's definitely had made that face standing over some women.
Oh. That's his O face.
This is Jell-O face?
This is Jell-O face.
From Kalamazoo, Canada.
Well, actually, he gets paid more from Jell-O, so when he blows a load, he yells out Jell-O.
I think he lost that endorsement.
Well, now, yeah. I'm but sure for years, he was doing that.
Yeah. Probably still owns a piece of the company.
Man, that motherfucker made Jell-O.
He's sitting, he's sitting in jail eating some pudding right now, like, still rich.
Yeah, dude. No. Yeah, every time he puts a, you know, a big spoonful of pudding in his mouth, he's like, money on my mind.
Yeah. Just eating puddings.
I make money.
Straight pudding
I'm
for
fucking
life.
Bill Cosby.
I did not think this article was going to go towards glorifying Cosby. Yeah.
No. Glorifying old rapeseed himself.
Yeah. I'm not glorifying
like, yo, Cosby is big pimping.
No. I bet you in jail he goes
no fucks. He got pudding money.
Right. You know he's got a piece of Jell-O, so he's going to always make money. And secondly, you know he's going to free Jell-O for life. And I'm sure that's part of his prison sentences he's allowed to get his Jell-O shipments.
You know he's got like prison tat Jell-O and then for life on his stomach.
Yeah,
oh no. His torso is covered with a shitty fucking sweater tattoo, man.
So it just looks like he's always wearing the sweater.
Yeah, he don't ever wear a shirt in jail, man. He's just wearing sweater. That shit.
Damn. Feels hard, man. Mm-hmm. Hey, just walk around with his Jell-O.
On his fingers it says Jell-O.
PDDN. But yeah, Jell-O's like it's a commodity in prison, man. It's a piece of barter. Get some cigarettes for some Jell-O.
You know, maybe a pack like of cigarette for like three jigglers.
Six little fucking snack pack cups.
Yeah, you got snack packs?
And you give me a little bit of heroin, like that kind of that kind
Yo,
of
man,
deal.
You give me a bump of coke for a go-gurt, man? Like
for a go-gurt.
Yo, you give me two go-gurts and a string cheese, you got a deal.
Okay, I got a string cheese, a fucking foot by the foot. Some Dunkaroos, yo.
All of those sound delicious, by the way.
I know. I want to go to this prison.
The trading child foot. Snacks.
Yeah. Yo, yeah. I got some Dunkaroos. Who needs some Dunkaroos? Exactly.
In prison, they trade child snacks, man.
That's what they do. And cigarettes.
You got Gushes, kid?
Oh, yeah. Maybe you want to throw like a couple knives, and they probably trade some knives.
Got
some
SpongeBob gummy snacks. Oh, anybody?
My brother, he brought Ecto Cooler in this.
Yeah. Oh, that was the best.
I loved Ecto Cooler. I don't that flavor cannot be replicated by anything, man. That was a super awesome orange.
I kind of wonder if it would still be good today with adult taste buds.
Our generation's gonna the white like generation of the middle class are all gonna have diabetes because of Ecto Cooler.
Just
in our
Ecto Cooler.
Yes, that's how much sugar concentrate was in that.
But it had Slimer on it.
Last
so
time I had it had to be 28 years ago, and I'm like, I want it. Yeah. If it was in the store, I'd buy the entire store out of it.
Yeah, between fucking High C and Capri Sun, man. It's definitely Diabetes City.
Oh, 100%. I love Capri Sun. Not so much because it tastes so good, but it came in a foil package, and it was kind of cool.
And you could shoot the fucking the thing really
fast. Like, what? Yeah, plastic package. Ain't no thing.
How about...
Nobody popped a Capri Sun that
never.
Easily.
It was a struggle.
It wasn't pop, pop, done.
I mean, I Fonz did a little bit, yeah, but I mean, like, you know, it was a little struggle.
You were stabbing at that fucking bag.
How about that Fun Dip, though? That was just straight up
Fun Dip. Sugar's
a stick
best.
Made of sugar.
A sugar stick that
and
you dip into sugar?
Dipped it into more sugar.
If your adult brain can go into your child body, they'd be like, stop it! Slap that shit in the ground.
It's so good, though. I eat it right now.
Yeah.
So good.
It came with a packet with like a bunch of different flavors, right?
Yeah, it was grape, grape, lime, and cherry.
That was some good shit.
Really good shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I liked it. What the fuck are we talking about?
I forgot.
Fun Dip.
Fun Dip.
With the two sticks.
I think you're talking about trading 80s candy for sex or something.
No, in prison.
Do you guys remember Bonkers?
Yeah. Yes. Oh, my God. That was the source of this. Oh, Jesus. Yeah. They trade child snacks in prison. They hard as hell, though.
They do.
You ever done 25 to life? Dealing Dunkaroos?
Making a living. Dealing Dunkaroos. Day to day.
I only got vanilla left. No chocolate.
You get it.
Slow day.
Your first day in jail, you're like, oh, who do I see if I want something? You gotta go see Tyrone. Who is he? The one sitting on the throne of Little Debbie's.
He's, all of those oatmeal cookies, I love them.
He's the guy with the fruit by the foot chains, bro.
Willy Wonka Wonderland is this?
I wanna go there. It's making me hungry.
You got a sweet tooth in jail.
You know how they roll.
It's like if Willy Wonka had a prison.
It's Bill Cosby in prison.
All right. I don't know where that particular story went, but...
Who cares?
It's kind of funny.
All right, let's move on to the next one. Mm-hmm. Dick-related news. No shocker. 52-year-old Mexican man says he has the world's largest penis, and it's making his life miserable.
He just said that to get that out there.
Yeah.
His name is Roberto Escobel Cabrera. And he has a 19-inch long dick.
Fuck you, 19.
With a circumference of 25 centimeters, which is about 10 inches.
Does that become a leg and not a dick?
Yeah.
They call him El Señor Third Leg.
Looking at the woman's face in the room, that pretty much sums it up.
Like, you couldn't have sex with that guy. He would skewer you.
Oh, my God, I'd be dead.
You wouldn't try it?
I physically don't think it's possible.
I mean, you wouldn't know until you tried.
It's a good point, Ken.
But no, I'm saying no way. Night, size of like a double Coke, a size of 2 liter, and like
it's the size of
long
it's
as a like python,
2/3 of a yardstick.
Bro, that's like a Burmese python. Is what that is, bro.
Well, he says that it's left him disabled. He can't work. Can't make a living.
Oh, stop it!
He has to scavenge for food, and no ladies will give him love.
Why does he have to scavenge for food?
Because he can't walk properly with that. Like monster between his legs.
I'm wondering how disabled. Like, it's so heavy he falls over.
Why don't you get yourself a good pair of underpants?
Yeah, seriously, get some comfy balls.
Tape that shit to your leg, man.
Or like 19 inches. Like,
wear shorts.
You could like
that's hanging down below.
You could probably tie it up, right?
You could wrap that once around the thigh.
Yeah,
is like
a secondary belt.
Imagine if he just gets like random wood. Out in public,
somebody can lose an eye there.
Whoa! Put a torpedo in your pants.
Yo, he bursts his pants.
What, are you trying to steal a loaf of bread, guy?
There's an explosion in his pants, dude. Boom!
Size of like an adult male Mexican's arm or something like that. Yeah.
Wow. All
right. Let's do the next wretched one.
Oh, wait. There's something sick about it, though.
I didn't watch the video.
The 19-inch two-liter dick? Yeah, it's pretty gnarly.
There's a little thing in the article about it where it says lot of it is just skin.
Well, yeah, I imagine,
probably
dude.
No, like a big
it's like a giraffe's neck, guy.
So they're trying to get this guy what they're calling like a really big circumcision.
That just sounds like a nice way of they're going to like just chop off half his penis.
Oh, dude, stop. Fuck this. Get off of this topic.
It hurts. And
do you know what a circumcision is?
I know exactly what a circumcision is.
Yeah.
That's not a circumcision. Let's get on with this. I don't want to hear anything about his penis surgery. This fucking guy.
I'm still saying he just threw that out.
That's why Mexicans should stay in Mexico.
Because of their big
because of their tremendous
Well, maybe
cocks.
That's why it's so troublesome.
I don't want to
tremendous skin-covered cocks.
He's stuck in Mexico. He's got little legs.
Yeah. Probably like 5'2".
Oh man, it's probably dragging on the floor.
Yeah, it's like, oh, woe is me. I get this monster done.
Somebody get that guy a good pair of underpants. Just one good pair of boxer shorts.
Please. All right.
There's this next one, the rib guy. Do you have the video of that you can pull up? I'll just start queuing it up. There was a guy had a house fire. He ran back into the house at 3 a.m. to save his ribs. He was cooking barbecue.
Smoking them all night, man.
And he did an on-camera interview about the fire, where he held the ribs prominently to camera. And it's a pretty great interview.
Yeah.
So I want you guys to hear it.
Well, how were the ribs, though?
Oh, the ribs look delicious.
They probably taste
and for a fun drinking game, every time he says man, take a sip if you want to pass out before the end of
How long is the interview?
It's like a minute.
No, I'm good. The hypo passing out. Like,
yeah.
All right, here we go. All
right, let's do it.
Those look like good ribs.
Now, keep in mind, when he saved the ribs... His family was inside.
He saved them first.
Oh, man, this is like right. Robert Wright.
Tell me what happened wrong.
Oh, man, it all went down, man. I stayed right next door, man, from the thing that happened, man, the barbecue, man. I was barbecuing, man. I seen some fire just come out the window, man. The window busted out, man. Only thing I think first, man, make sure them ribs is right. And I ran in and got my family, man. Brung everybody out safely, man. I carry everybody out myself, man. You know what I mean? Keep this PG, everybody, myself, man. I did that. Feel me?
You got kids and older people out, or just kids?
Yeah, I got my kids first. First thing, I got my kids, and I thought about my ribs. Like, I ain't gonna let my ribs burn and stuff, because I take pride in what I do, man. It's like 3 o'clock in the morning. I was hungry, man. I was like, man, put them ribs on there, man. Some hot links and stuff, man. We got it going and stuff. But I looked over, man. The fire was bursting out, man. I was like, man, this is crazy, man.
Yeah,
real crazy, man. Let me get my kids about the situation, man. That's all I know. You feel me? And I'm from the Bay Area, man. You know I'm located in the Bay Area. You feel me? Out here now, but yeah, I'm from the Bay, man. They call me West Oakland, man. You know. But I'm gonna keep things going, man.
He's losing his track.
It was frantic, man. It was real serious out there, man.
Like this,
it was
this real serious, man. But like, yeah, man. Famous.
I can attest. This guy's hot.
Man. Have a good night, man. Hopefully they put us in the motel, man. You know what I mean?
Bust the door open. Like, they owe me. Children like, help us, daddy. I gotta get these ribs. Shut up, child. Grab a rib.
I ain't get no injuries and stuff except for the.
I know that Kenny and Pete can attest. The size of these ribs, it wasn't a midnight snack.
No, it was a rack.
There was a couple of them. It was hot links and sausage. Yeah. Yeah. Wasn't one guy, you know.
It wasn't just ribs.
Love that he's holding them in front of the camera the whole time.
Yeah, he had some homies there probably.
Like, this guy thinks he's going to get some kind of deal on the Food Network, like cooking ribs or something.
I hope he does. I would watch him all day.
Yo, why are we hanging out with this guy? He, yeah, like, knows what's up. Hot links and fucking ribs at 3 o'clock in the morning? As a midnight snack?
Well,
like,
wow. This guy's 3 a.m. snack.
I like how he rolls. Mm-hmm. West Oakland, good neighbors.
Good people.
Not really, but like good people out there.
Yeah, look him up, man.
Where is he from, Lou?
The Bay Area?
The Bay Area.
No, that's where he originally from. He's not. Whatever.
I love how he lost track. He was like talking about like what was going on. And he's like, you know, I'm from the Bay Area.
West Oakland.
You know what? You can put this on record. I'm from the Bay Area.
I like this insistence. Like, I had to get my kids out. I got my kids. But I got my ribs. I had to go back for the ribs, man.
I grabbed kids and then ran to my ribs and said to my kids to grab the ribs. So we got all out at once.
You know what he didn't save, though? The hot links.
No. Yeah, things we lost in the fire.
Moment of silence for the hot links.
Do you know how many bills burned up in that fire as well?
You're not talking dollar bills. You're talking
like Verizon, dude. All right.
Next story.
Sure, insurance to pay for that.
From the world of art.
He thought it went away. He was just, yeah. That's why he didn't care about the fire.
He's like, burn, motherfucker.
Oh, my dad is gone. Yeah.
Hey, Ariel, what's up? We burning niggas down.
Anyway,
yeah,
Bart Van Polanen Patel.
That's a fake name, clearly.
Okay, this guy.
Say that again.
Bart Van Polanen Patel,
Indian dude.
Bart
Patel.
Well, clearly, yeah, the last part.
But Van,
it's like German. Dutch. All right,
so clearly,
Bart is like
he assumed an American first name.
Springfield.
He watched The Simpsons. Yeah.
Okay.
The Van whatever.
It's like Dutch.
He's
Van Halen.
Vampire Hunter. Bart Van Helsing Patel,
Van Halen,
right?
Bro, 80s rock.
Yeah. I'm noticing a trend. It's all 80s stuff.
Yeah.
Simpsons.
Try to find
rock.
Something in Polanen, though.
He's just trying to make you know that he's from America.
Poland.
Yeah. He's acclimated to our culture.
Via Poland.
Well, he's now. He actually lives in the Netherlands, so this is all smashed
to pieces. I said Dutch. I said Dutch.
There you go. You got it. Well, he is a up-and-coming artist now, who's been...
Didn't work out so good for Van Gogh.
He's found some real support in his art, which is stupid considering how he does it. He's a boxer. So what he does is he wraps his heavy bag in a canvas, dips his gloves in some paint, and works out for a while, and then calls it fine art.
I hate him.
We have some art you want to see there.
Why do you want to hate him?
Because hate is going to hate.
It's what I do, Ken.
Talking to the mic.
This guy.
What is what you do?
Paintings.
That's kind of cool. I mean, I would never want that.
Yeah, that's art.
Is it?
Kinda.
What do you mean?
If the Cosby canola seed paint thing was art, and that was a no question.
Well, no, that that was recognizable. Like you could see it and be like, oh, that's definitely Cosby. This shit.
That's
it's like, all right, you suck at being a boxer and an artist, and you somehow combine the two, and people pay you for it.
Yeah, man.
You're a failure twice.
No. If they're buying it, he's a success.
Those are
but that doesn't make
shit.
Him an artist.
No, it does not.
Doesn't make him a boxer either. Who cares?
It took more effort to make a Bazooka Joe comic.
Somebody buys it, he's an artist.
Dude, your words are venomous. Like, give the guy a little love. No. You know, he's selling his, you know.
You know what? I would give him credit.
You called him a fake name a minute ago.
I hate his name. His name is... No, but that has nothing to do with him. That was his parents. For like, shame on you.
You know what? If he painted the canvas by beating up somebody so hard that they bled on it, I'd be like, yo, this guy's a badass. Well, that would be
called the Lesnar, the Brock Lesnar.
I'd be like, this guy's a fucking badass. But no, he's just fucking...
You wouldn't hang
he's
that
doing
up
what children do,
mantle?
Except with gloves on, because yeah, kids just smash their hands on it.
Yeah.
I mean, if he was hitting that bag and then he unfurled the canvas and it was a portrait of Muhammad Ali, I'd be seriously impressed.
Yeah. That's but different.
This just looks like...
It's a magic show.
Yeah, man.
Tricks are for hookers, Pete.
Oh, shit. That's not what that rabbit was talking about.
All right, that's... Do we have anything else to say about the boxer?
Yeah,
I give him a little love, man. Fucking... Why don't you buy one of his punching bags?
Don't want them.
I'm not talking. You're talking about. I'm talking out there.
Why? Anybody can do this.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Then do it, Pete.
He's not selling punching bags. He's selling.
Pete, I know Pete won't do it because there's no chance he pays for the supplies for this nonsense.
I have paint, and I can have easy access to a heavy bag.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
You don't even need a heavy bag.
Yo,
I promise you, you're not gonna do it.
I wouldn't because it's
the empty bag. It's like,
no, I just put it on the fucking ground.
It's the same thing.
Yeah.
It's a lot of hate. Jesus.
These guys are just terrible.
It's very hateful about this. Yo, you do you, man. I like it, dude.
Pete,
I like it.
Pete, Lou, what did you go to school for?
Art.
Yeah.
Right. So the three of us went to school for art.
Oh, good
fine
for
art,
guys.
Not baby needs a smock.
That's, yes. That's why we don't like it.
Any of you guys selling art?
Okay.
Selling
Comic-Con this year. Yeah. October.
All right. Touche.
Yeah.
Moving on.
I mean, that was a huge win, except for like all your gross salaries together probably don't make up what that guy made this year.
All right, well, let me ask you this: would it be
people are dumb?
Would it be art if he dipped his gloves in shit?
No, that's just gross.
Oh, why is that different?
Because that is literally gross. It's harmful to the senses.
No, there was that Virgin Mary painted in elephant dung. There was the Piss Christ.
Yeah, but that's just shock value. That's not art. It's like we're trying to say fuck you to something.
And this is dumb spirograph art done with boxing gloves.
Yeah.
Guy had an idea and he followed his dream. Why
are
you going to have that?
He didn't follow his dream. He started dating an artist and said, I want to do that.
He came up with a good idea.
Hey, man, follow that dream.
He came up with a good idea. Maybe you should
go buy a painting.
Maybe you should
go buy one of his paintings.
Fuck that guy. Yeah. I'm not going to buy any of his paintings.
Email me his shit. There's going to be a fucking next week.
I know with you.
I fully support that.
With you, that's a... For real possibility.
I'm going to contact the seller and be like, I'm going to tell you to paint on it. Fuck you, Lou. Fucking Danielle and Pete.
He couldn't do that because he couldn't articulate his punches to do that.
Yeah. You can do it with a brush. I'm cool with it.
That's
do
a
it,
trick.
Do it with emotion. Just that's what we want your emotion
he
to
can
be.
Put little boxing gloves on his cat and do it. Just write all that out.
He just kitten mittens it.
Yes.
Man, this guy's a punk.
I fully support him.
I'm pretty sure I could take him in a boxing match, too.
I
don't think that's a possibility.
Oh, that guy punches his art, man. You fucking do not. You've never thrown a punch.
Right.
Have you been in a fight? Have
Here's
you
the thing.
Do you have any kung fu movies, Lucene?
This guy is so good at boxing matches that he's boxing paintings now.
How many boxing matches are you on?
Yeah, man.
He's so good that now he's painting with his fists instead.
You too. Seriously. Whoa. If this guy boxed him.
Whoa.
He'd murder Lou.
No, fuck him.
Whoa.
Up.
Come
on, like one.
Coming
punch.
From the dude who said he could take Mayweather.
He's fucking yeah.
Coming from the dude who
up.
Said he could take Mayweather. No fucking way.
Not a
way.
Boxing match. But
and also the dude
a
who, said,
punch competition.
Who said he could beat up pit bulls in a straight up fight.
I'll take a pit bull. I'm not afraid of no dog.
No!
I'll give him a pit bull. Pit bull is fucking at least realistic. Manny Pacquiao would kill you. But, and this guy would beat the shit out of you, Lou. I don't even know what he looks like. He beat the living shit.
Let's
have you ever thrown your fist in anger?
Yeah.
Yeah?
At his Xbox.
At your brother. At the Xbox.
It's like, would you like to play the full game? That will be $65.
That guy would kill you!
The guy
would kill you.
Has failed as a boxer and is now just painting shit.
You didn't even
he's
get
so
to fail
good.
As a boxer.
Okay.
He's so good.
All right, guys, let's go.
Here's
on
a photo
next.
Of him throwing a punch.
No,
think Lou's got anything on him?
Lou, come on. Because he got a shaved head, you know.
So I said
you know,
I could take a failed
you're
boxer.
You're not even motivated to shave your
you
full head.
You said you could take a world champion, and your shit is more ridiculous.
You're both crazy. How about that? Neither one of you guys are beating up either one of those guys. Together, you're not beating up either one of those
you're
guys.
You're showing up to that thing like, yeah, this guy's a sucker.
I said I could take a sucker. Like, you said you could take a champion.
I'll take that guy on any day. Not in a boxing match. It is in a street fight.
I give you a baseball bat, too. You, that guy would fuck your world up.
Kidding?
Fuck your world up.
Paint
your
corpse.
Manny Pacquiao's not fucking Floyd Mayweather. He's not, like, dancing around. He fucking knocks bitches out.
All right. What's going on next?
Auschwitz.
That's what's going on next?
Yep.
That was like a while ago, Pete.
Yeah, man. It's like 7 years ago, bro.
Old news.
Well, Auschwitz has become, I don't want to call it
a touchy subject.
I don't want to call it a tourist attraction, but people do go to see it.
Yeah. Yeah, some dumb Polak came here a couple weeks ago, and she said that she went to Auschwitz, and I said, oh, did you take the train there? And she's like, no, we just drove in. I was like, calls them like a season.
But anyway, they're having a heat wave out there. So they thought it would be smart.
I mean, that's fucked up.
To install outdoor showers.
Again, anything
it's
with...
like a mister, but it looks like a shower stall.
That whole exhibit should be nothing but air conditioned. Like white hallways and air conditioned. Like, there's just words on the wall that says, we're sorry. This is fucked up.
Well, the point of this is, do you really want to cool go air to the showers at Auschwitz any point?
Why not?
No. They should be constantly handing you cool drinks and just being like, this is our apology. We're really fucking... It was just terrible.
Horrible things happened here. Have a mojito.
Mechanized murder. Yeah, just cool drinks.
They got frozen pina coladas or something.
Like old German broads that are descendants of the Nazis that did it, just there to kiss you and shit. Just like...
It's called reparations, people.
Yeah, man. It's fucked up.
That's how this thing works.
I'd like to go on a tour where they just... deny all the events of the World War.
God, this is our place. Auschwitz.
Did you nothing go bad to it happened.
It's a small, pleasant town.
Lou wants to go to Iran.
Small population. Nothing happened of event. Have a pretzel.
Yeah, I'd love to go on that tour.
It's like, oh, my father was a train conductor in Auschwitz. There were other things there.
Did you shower in the showers at Auschwitz?
I didn't go to Auschwitz. I just went to random Nazi castles because it was Germany silly with
you. You didn't go pay tribute to the greatest fucking act of German genocide?
No, mostly we just...
I thought you'd pay tribute to something like that.
Yeah, you really about it. You do like it.
They did have like dungeons in the place that I was at, but...
Like that? Wolfenstein?
I guess, I mean, you know.
What kind of dungeons? Is it torture act?
Lou killed Mecha Hitler.
It was like catacombs.
That's pretty crazy.
It was pretty spooky. It was pretty fucking deep. Like, there were certain parts where, like, they were closed off, because if you went down there, you probably weren't coming back.
That's insane.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
But you were allowed down there?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, they had, like, shackles and shit that you saw, and the kids are like, oh, I'm shackled.
Nazi shackles.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, that's cool.
Mom, I'm a Jew. Oh.
A fun time for the whole family. And I did.
Do you think that
and
the Germany...
I did take the train up.
That's the only way.
Yeah. I was like, choo-choo.
Do you think, though, that, like, the... like, okay, the visitors there are going to take, like, the real, like, Anne Frank tour of that place. Do you think, like, the fucking German people who are just locally there, they've never been there, they take, like, the totally opposite approach? Like, this was fucking great. Look at what we did.
Yeah, they probably just buy knickknacks at the gift shop and go back home.
There cannot be a gift shop at Auschwitz.
Well, I just went to a Nazi
gift shop at Auschwitz.
No, I'm sure there's like
zero chance.
The most fucked up concept I've ever heard.
Mm. What would they even sell at the gift shop at Auschwitz? Just like
German flags.
I don't
want
to know what they would sell.
It's like, here's a bunch of teeth,
like replica showers.
What
replica showers?
Yeah, shower caps,
ovens.
Yeah.
You can't be taking that back home with you. That's not like a...
Easy
like
bake oven.
Yeah.
Cook bottles full of ashes.
Can you imagine the Auschwitz easy bake oven?
Nothing but gingerbread.
Little Jew cookies? Sure, that would be terrible.
Sure they could dig up a couple Jew teeth.
This is terrible. This whole conversation is making
me
uncomfortable.
Well, the Auschwitz gift center is a terrible thing in general. Would you get rid of it?
I'm just giving you ideas, Danielle. I'm not saying do this stuff.
The gift
I'm
center...
giving you ideas.
They stop it. They have one?
You're on point. You're on
they
board
have
with
a gift,
gift center? No.
They got Jew teeth?
Well, the place that I went to, which is not Auschwitz, it was just a Nazi castle.
That sounds terrible.
That happened to have right,
so it was,
a camp.
It was at the bottom
meant
of...
for concentration.
It was at the
maybe
bottom of a mountain.
Murder there. I don't know.
All right, it was at the bottom of a mountain, and at the bottom of the mountain were gift shops. where you could buy like fucking German clocks and a bunch of other dumb shit.
Like cuckoo clocks?
And but you could either walk up or take the train up the mountain to the, you know, Nazi dungeon.
But in it, when you ended this whole thing, there was a gift shop to the place, right?
I mean, like, they had, like, pretzel, like, you know.
That's the only thing. It's like just German shit. Like, have a beer and a pretzel? That's,
no. Yeah, Nazi before you flags. Go up to our Mount Doom headquarters.
They didn't have, like, Nazi flags there?
No. I also would have appreciated
it. Did you see a single Nazi flag there?
I saw bumper stickers. So they're not too...
All right, that's a fucking hot topic.
They're not too ashamed.
Yeah, they're bringing back the Nazi... These motherfuckers Germany just think that we went to sleep.
Bro, you know what's coming? Germany didn't help us out in fucking the last war. They're just building up for that. It wasn't on a big enough scale for them.
They want
to start their own war.
Yo, the Scallies are Nazi killers, bro. Historically.
All right, man, what's up next?
Next up, a DWI story starring Texas student Tara Monroe. She got a DWI, started having to ride the bike around to school, hated it. She said, it, like, really sucks. So she went for the next best thing, and she now drives a pink Barbie Power Wheels Jeep to school every morning.
Take her forever to get there.
Seriously.
She's become something of a, like, local legend, though.
How long has she been doing it?
Well, how long does a DWI take?
Clear up. Long time.
She's going to be doing that for a while.
A couple years.
Some images.
She's on a fucking Power Wheels.
Fucking walk faster.
I saw it.
Yeah.
That's pretty ridiculous.
But she's basically become like Sasquatch of that town.
She can walk. It's a cat.
But now she's like a myth, practically. You know, she's a local legend.
She's a fucking idiot.
They see me rolling. They hate it. Yeah. Why are you hating?
Me?
Yeah, trying to catch her riding dirty.
She's got a little...
I hope she's carrying...
Look at the thing she's driving.
Like, an hour and a half of battery.
What are you talking about? This thing is powered by Skittles and good feelings.
Yeah, when it runs out of battery on the way home, she just picks it up and walks home.
Gets home twice as fast.
Yeah. Makes it a brisk ride home.
All right, final story.
Dude, those things are super duper slow, man. If you gun it, you don't even get a breeze.
If you weigh over like 60 pounds, that thing's barely moving.
Only one way it would go fast is if you took the bottom out and went like Flintstone style. But she's not.
Not even go fast, you'd be even slower.
Faster, I mean, than ordinary Power Wheels.
Nah.
Nah?
It probably wouldn't move if I got in it. Like, you gotta be realistic with these kind of things. Well, I'm not going anywhere in a Power Wheel.
You like put two Power Wheels on a Power Wheel, maybe.
I would need like a flotilla of Power Wheels.
Oh, man. All right, what's next to her?
That would be pretty sweet.
The flotilla?
Yeah, that's like a man. That would be my
cheaper to lease. Like
drive up as a Morton Ken.
Yeah, I would be like, you know how they had the guy playing guitar?
Yeah.
I'd be like totally opposite. I'd be all the way in the back, like smoking weed on my flotilla of Power Wheels.
I was hoping you were like playing sax, like
fuck that shit.
Like the guy from the Lost Boys on the beach.
I'll probably be playing video games or something. Right.
Like, man, he doesn't belong here, but he is really just dropping the funk. Like,
he's fucking killing it. Sexy with that sax. Right. Fucking half chubbed.
He's only going half a mile an hour, so we get to enjoy this for a while.
I would, like, be getting to that, like, arch in Mad Max just as they were coming back. They were like, close that shit off and be like, oh, what's up, guys?
You should have died in the sand.
You go back there? I'll see you back there.
You should have died in the sand.
In a week and a half.
Later. Yeah, peace.
You should have died in the sand like a 200 yards out of that place.
Yeah, probably.
There have been a bunch of footprints into the desert.
I've been hanging out there with my thumb out. Like, ladies.
Where's one of them spiky cars? Need a lift.
Do you mind?
All right. Last story is about Staten Island. And that it smells bad.
We know somebody who...
That's not a story.
This is like a Nazi story, bro. That's old news.
Yeah, I know.
We know somebody who loves Staten Island.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
Is this a me joke or a him joke?
That's a him joke.
No,
that's a you joke.
Why do you think that was a you joke? You love Staten Island?
Well, because that's my friend.
No, that's fucking Pete's boyfriend.
Oh, that guy thinks so.
No.
That guy's got a weird...
It's Danielle's lover.
Yes.
I saw you don't turn your pocket anymore. Out and he held it. I saw it. Don't even lie to me. Don't you dare lie to me like you always do.
Look, I could boss him around a little bit.
Turned his pocket out like it was prison. He was like, Danny.
He grabbed it. He grabbed it hard.
Hold on to that for a little bit. We're gonna hang out. You're going to come around, man.
Are we going to Staten Island now?
We're going on to Staten Island. Because there have been massive complaints about people saying it smells like fish, shit, garbage, and somebody claimed it smells like some hoe.
That's what happens.
It's probably some Staten Island hoe, to be honest with you.
The average Staten Island hoe.
The yeah. NYPD and FDNY have received multiple calls about the smell in recent mornings, knows what it actually is. It
smells like an entire dumpster full of McDonald's fish sandwiches in this motherfucker.
I'm going to say that it's the dump.
I'm going to close this news story because we all know it stinks there.
Yeah.
So why speculate further?
I remember as a kid driving through, like, having to close my windows on Staten Island.
Yes.
Like,
That was the point in the trip where my dad would say, roll them up.
Stinky. And then when you got to Jersey, your dad's like, board them up.
Yeah. Damn. We talked about Nazis and clown sex.
Oh, I forgot all about that.
But this
clown
is the
sex.
One where Pete's like, fuck them.
Yeah, man, he was not on board for a lot of that.
He's like, I'm not reading this.
Fucking Staten Island.
No, actually, I read that story. I actually read that entire story. It was a nothing story.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's stinky. We know.
Yeah.
We're local enough.
I don't know why it stinks so bad. It's like, yeah, you do. We all do.
Yeah.
It was a dump there.
It's got a lot of dumb bitches.
You got garbage from the 1940s. Like, deal with it.
Yeah, seriously. All right, that's the news. Mm-hmm. What do you want to do? Take a break?
Yeah,
sure. Let's take a break. Hey guys, hope you're enjoying the show so far. We're taking a little break, get some more beers, stretch our legs a little bit. Just want to take a quick moment to thank you all for listening and ask you a big favor. If you can please go rate and review us on iTunes.
Rate and review us on Stitcher.
Don't forget to vote for us on Podcastland because every vote helps.
Yeah, let's get us featured. And don't forget, tell your friends. You think we're funny? Tell some people. Spread the word. Every like we get, every download we get makes us smile. That keeps us moving along. So thank you guys, and enjoy the rest of the show.
Hi, this is Black Man for the Darkest Hour. Right now I'm sitting in my castle with a wine glass filled with Kool-Aid, looking like a black Jamaican Ben Franklin with dreadlocks. Thinking, what is your darkest hour? Was it when you was at Electronic Music Festival, hopped up a molly, getting fucked in the ass by a furry? Or was it when you was walking home and got mugged by three midgets? It could be those bad things. Or it could be a podcast based upon politics, feminism, technology, and other great wonderful topics. No? That doesn't sound like your darkest hour. Well, it could be the time you returned home and saw me sucking your lover's titties.
I'm going to suck her titties forever.
The Darkest Hour is on iTunes and Stitcher, and plus any other exotic podcast app you can think of.
Hey, this is Spencer Scott Holmes.
And Ryan Dunnigan.
Telling you to come listen to our show, Old Man Orange Podcast.
Yay!
A show full of freedom.
Say, assistant, geez, I gotta tell you something, you know. I mean, me and you're good friends, you know. I've probably been a little bit of a bully this whole time, you know.
Santa Claus.
Not in a mean way, you know, but, you know. I'm not gonna lie, you're a little easy to peer pressure into doing things you don't want to do.
We also talk about video games. If we made a Dr. Mario movie, you could at least make it like a Mario Brothers medical drama. Luigi doesn't know. He's like, he's wondering why Daisy isn't talking to him anymore.
Luigi, you're out every night. You're driving that ambulance all day long. There's no time for love.
He's like, why can't you be more like your brother? He actually has a PhD. That ambulance, oh, it's always comes back to Mario, doesn't it? Why don't you go fuck Mario if that's the one you want? It just is very...
I hate to break it to you, but that's what I am doing.
We talk funny life stories.
It was like, I go to the Heart Rock, which is a little, like, Christian restaurant, and...
They don't put that on the fucking outside, though. They really should. You don't realize that until you're inside.
Like, okay.
And you look left, and you look right, and you're like... Fox News is on the... And then you look at the cross, and you're like, oh, fuck, oh, fuck, oh, fuck, oh, fuck! fuck?
And you I'm already in here. I'm already in here. What do I do? Yeah.
No. Fucking jump through the window. Like, there's a perfectly good door there. I panicked.
I'm sorry. It's just going to happen.
We also talk movies.
Mickey Rourke could have been right there, too.
Spinballs 3.
What's going on? He's got a shitty fucking tattoo. He put a big dick on my back.
Look at it. It's just like a big fucking veiny cock blowing a load in the back of his head.
Come on by to oldmanorange.com, where we got not only podcasts, but cartoons, videos, and more.
You can find us on iTunes,
Stitcher,
Podomatic,
Zune,
and even YouTube.
And laugh and learn with Spencer Scott Holmes
and Ryan Dunnigan
on Old Man Orange Podcast.
Okay, kids, now just shut the fuck up.
And we right. are back.
What song you guys want to come in on?
Let's do one of,
let's do the girls one.
Boulder Dash! All right, our pals at Cocktails and Centaurs.
Thank you, girls.
Thank you very much.
Funny chicks over there. You guys ever listen to the show?
I have.
Yeah, me too.
Half of it's like they're talking about, you know, raising their kids, and then it's like, I hate this motherfucker. So
good juxtaposition.
Yeah, yeah. I like it.
All right, well, last week on Boulder Dash, our guest, Booch, won, and he claimed Kenny as our... As the one
Kenny's
to go first.
So disappointed in Booch. <Yeah. laughs> he looked at his eyes roll. He was like, oh, my God.
All right, so
getting me still from California.
So you have to define a word. I think we'll start with this one. Trichobezoar. Trichobezoar.
Trichobezoar is a mythical animal from ancient Greece, and it's a three-headed boar.
Trichobezoar. I get it.
Yeah, it's a razor sharp asshole.
How does that work? It's like, that thing's ass looks like a sarlacc pit.
No, you know how the Greeks get down, Pete. It's true. They're like, a razor sharp asshole, no!
Or kryptonite. Brian, Trichobezoar.
It is the number it's the number three in Ulysses, which is a Greek restaurant. It contains just a lot of yogurt. It's kind of fucking gross, to be honest with you.
You're just up to your knees in tzatziki.
Yeah, it's a lot of tzatziki sauce and then just like itty bitty bits of like some pita bread.
Like, where's the lamb?
A lamb shake. They grind it into a fine pulp.
I don't want to eat it.
It's fucking gross. No one orders it. They just have it. It's a Greek tradition for years.
Is that a man versus food?
Yeah, well, he definitely threw up in that one and did not complete it.
So can't eat this much yogurt.
Eat 4 pounds of yogurt. Shit. Oh, no.
All right, Danielle. Trichobezoar.
It's something that a pharmaceutical company is working on right now to help rid you of boils.
Boil remover.
Mm-hmm. It's like a pin. Send you a pin in the mail.
A hot pin.
Boils are really plaguing in middle America.
It's a pin and a match.
Sterilize and poke.
It's an epidemic in middle America, though, man. Boils. It's from all the dust, I believe.
I don't know anybody who's ever had a boil.
Well, you didn't have been to the Middle East, then. Midwest, Pete.
I guess not.
Is in the Middle East.
It's like the dust bowl.
In the motherfucking Middle East.
Oh, they're rife
Where
with boils.
Where have you been, yeah. Pete?
They're boiling. Lou, Trichobezoar.
It's the worst part of Lou's night so far.
Trichobezoar is Latin for weird threesome.
Yes.
You wake up with...
two clowns.
You're just like, eh, two trichobezoar.
He said weird. It's the Greek clown threesome.
Dude, he said weird. He said a weird threesome.
And the whole time they're banging like, doot, 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 doot. Is that weird enough for you then?
Am I getting cotton candy?
Yeah, but all the places you don't want.
Yeah, shoved out places.
Like your ears.
Then it's not weird enough.
I wouldn't like that. I think of everything that we've ever talked about, I'd like that the least is getting cotton candy and shoving in my ears.
That would be terrible.
I don't like it. I wouldn't want that to happen.
Clown sex is like going to the beach. Like, you have cotton candy all over your body for days.
What beaches are you going to?
Because, you know, you leave the beach, you got sand all over you for a while.
You know what?
You're saying that just stays with you?
With clowns, it's the cotton candy.
Fucking a clown is kind of like fucking with a stripper, though, because, like, You got cotton candy on your collar. You smell like sugar. Your girl's like,
why do you smell like a banana cream pie?
You've been fucking with the clowns again, haven't you? Like, no.
You smell like fun.
I swear. It's like, you smell like fucking peanuts, man. Clowns love peanuts.
All right, point for that round.
Maybe circus peanuts.
No, regular peanuts. That was fact number 6. It got cut.
Those nasty orange styrofoam things.
Oh, those are disgusting.
That's the worst candy ever. Besides licorice.
Oh, I like licorice.
No, not the red black.
No, I like black licorice.
Yeah, that's because you're old.
I like black licorice.
It's true.
You gotta be born at least in the 70s to appreciate black licorice.
No way. Yeah. I love black licorice.
Thank you,
Ken. Delicious taste. What's wrong with you? You're not American?
Yeah, I'm not. I am American. I'm old-timey American.
He's a licorice racist. That's his problem.
You gonna tell me you don't like root beer next?
I love root beer.
You better love root beer.
I love good barks.
I know Brian's under attack, but he does get the point for his horrible tzatziki fest.
Oh, God, that's an awful fucking dish.
In reality, a trichobezoar is a hairball.
Yeah.
Brian, you're up.
All right.
Who is Charles Jung?
Charles Jung is the man who never got any credit for all the stunts that Jackie Chan faked.
He's the unsung stunt man to Jackie Chan.
Yeah, that's his twin brother who fucking fills in for the dangerous shit. Who's like, oh, who wants to fall off a 5-story building? I'll do it, Jack.
And yeah, get Chuck to do it.
Yeah, and then Jung comes in, busts his ass. He's in the cast, and then Jackie gets all the credit.
Okay,
I believe it.
It's plausible.
Yeah.
Oh shit! Really? That's the actual answer?
Yeah.
No.
That was weird.
No, but the actual answer is, you'll see. Danielle, who is Charles Jung?
He's the guy that's always yelling at me for stealing chips from the local deli.
Get out! You pay now! Pay now! I watch you.
Sneaky American.
Causing trouble at the old Korean delicatessen there.
Stealing Fritos. Alright, Lou?
Yeah.
Charles Jung.
Charles Jung?
Jung.
Okay. Charles Jung is the first gook they ever shot hiding in the trees. And that's why they call him...
Wow, you fit a lot of things into that answer.
And that's why they call it Charlie in the Trees.
That the words you spit out were almost a bullet at people.
No, you tied it together at the end there. Yeah. When you're having flashbacks to Charlie.
Yeah, it's Charles Jung.
It's Charles Jung. Yeah.
He was the first one they ever caught.
First goof they ever fucking blasted. Huh?
Yeah, exactly.
So like, get that guy's name tag. We gotta record this.
Here lies the stupidest goof in all the world. What
kind of weapons you think we got over here?
But I'm sorry I have to beat that, but it's it really, in reality, is Kim Jong-il's fucking Kim Jong-un's alter ego, so he could come to America and go to Las Vegas and enjoy our beer, our women, our cheese.
Especially the cheese.
Yeah, but like cheese. he would get spotted in a second with his Ghostbusters outfit, man.
He puts a fake goatee on, bro, a little wig. Nobody fucking looks twice at him in Vegas. So like
he just looks like another chubby gook. Asian guy.
It's like, who is that walking pug?
No way. It's like another gook.
With the Mo Howard haircut.
Another gook in the casinos, bro? Like, nobody looks twice at him.
I tell you what, if you wanted to blend in...
Snatch your soul up.
If you wanted to blend in, just get him an Elvis costume.
Oh, mad Asian Elvises?
Yeah, people ignore Asian Elvis.
He might wear that for all I know.
Yeah.
He might wear that.
That's his margarita night outfit.
All right, points for that round. Honestly, I like Lou's the best.
Oh, man.
I like the Charlie thing. In actuality, Charles Jung invented the fortune cookie.
Of course he did.
That's exactly why when I read that, I was like, fuck, it out naturally. All right, so the anagram is L-T-A-B.
What?
Wait, what is this? What are we doing?
What did the initials stand for? L T.
Oh, right. Yes.
A B.
I don't even
want to know. All right. Well, I mean, if none of you guys gonna go.
Oh,
I'm thinking.
I thought she was still gonna go. Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did it?
got to the point where like I need to drink when I hear it.
Liquid testicle.
Say into the mic though.
Ooh.
Liquid testicle. I got it. I got nothing. The rest.
Liquid testicle.
You got the liquid nuts.
Well,
the old gooey balls.
It's the old.
If everyone, oh, it's liquid testicle alcohol bomb.
Oh, cool.
And what would that be?
A shot of margarita. Not that margarita. What's that?
I was going to say a shot of margarita.
Yeah!
All right, so back in like 1982, they didn't have TNA. Like, people couldn't express their love for tits and ass. So they used to say, loving tookus and boobies. So, you know, it was like, hey, Mortimer, did you see the LTAB on her? Whoa!
I can't wait for this prohibition, man.
Exactly.
All
right, Kenny.
But that's the old women's club. It's lesbians that are baking. And basically, it's a lesbian bake club. It's like a Martha Stewart type Ellen DeGeneres club.
That sounds plausible.
Oh, I believe it.
Lesbians that are boxing, maybe.
I definitely believe that.
It's a more popular club.
The baking one is struggling for membership.
Yeah, they're fighting over the naming rights right now.
Look, they got all the pork products down there.
It's the all-woman fight club.
All right, Brian.
The first thing about All Women Fight Club is you talk about the other All Women Fight Club.
No, but it's not too sexy or exciting. It's just very good fundamentals. It's good boxing fundamentals.
All right, what is it?
LTAB.
All right, LTAB is a crazy Latino sport where they frown on defense. It's a boxing ring, right? It's Latinos take absolute bombs, and it's you can't play defense, and you can't move left and right, and you just throw fucking haymakers left and right, and that's a last man standing, man. It's a true man sport.
It's a better man sport.
Yeah. I watched that.
It's fucking nothing but absolute haymakers.
Haymakers nonstop.
And yeah. It's a betting
you
man
just
sport.
Go like shot for shot until somebody falls.
You bet on the punches.
Yeah.
It's very quick bet.
Oh, pa, and they don't even sell tickets to anyone but Asians because they want that crazy, steamy fucking gambling going on.
No, that's not why, bro. It's because their hands are quicker than ours.
Oh.
Because they can bet quicker.
They're better at math, too. They keep up with numbers.
Of course they're better.
Yeah.
All right. For points on that one, I like Kenny's.
I like cats.
What'd you say, lesbian boxing?
It was baking.
It was baking.
Turned to boxing. Okay. I like the versatility.
They fought over the naming rights.
I like that there was a whole Monday Night Wars thing going on there.
It was.
All right, Lou, you are up. Movie title.
Uh-huh.
What is the plot of Don't Let Your Meatloaf?
That's it?
That's it. Don't Let Your Meatloaf. And while you think... what is it? LTAB is the League to Abolish Billionaires.
That's a good one.
That's like pretty much what I said, wasn't it?
But with lesbians.
Club. Yeah. Some little lesbian club. Probably do bake sales or something.
Don't Let Your Meatloaf.
All right. This is the biopic about Meatloaf. And throughout it, you're just trying to find out what he would do for love, except for that.
It's about that one rule he won't break.
Exactly. It's like, what won't you do, Meatloaf? Eventually, you know what it is. But sex.
Alright. Ken?
This is actually a porno that I watched recently, and it's about how 8 women kept this guy erect for a full day. It's Don't Let Your Meat Loaf. Don't let it go soft.
I see what you
that
did
that guy was
there.
In agony.
Yeah.
Kept him hard for a full day.
24 hours.
That was fucking... It blew through the fucking ceiling.
Brian just made the angry pepper grinder face.
Hour 22. Get this guy hard!
There's 8 of them.
Guys, take a break. Guy's losing consciousness. He's been hard for fucking 22 hours.
They were doing about 45 minutes to an hour each.
All right, Brian, Don't Let Your Meatloaf.
Actually, it's the sequel. To the movie we had last week, where it was a homemade porno by Lou. They couldn't get the same director back. They got Courtney this time, right?
And it was about her trying to make him go on top for once. It was just spoilers, never happened.
You're saying
that Lou looks
like Meatloaf?
No. Yeah,
I'm going with you. Don't let you meet Lou.
I don't understand it.
I don't either, but it...
You use it like space. I like it.
All right.
I like it.
All right. Final answer, Danielle. Don't let your meat low.
It was a spin-off movie from the television show Aqua Teen Hunger Force, and it centered around Meatwad's cousin.
Oh.
Loaf?
Like Sven, like Ren's cousin?
Pretty much.
I kind of like where you're going with that.
Yeah.
Alright, let's award a point for that. I'm trying to remember all your answers now.
I just
embed the
yours
dash.
Was to keep the guy hard.
Slam Lou.
Yeah.
You slam Lou.
And I was, I'd do anything for love, but I won't do that.
Meatloaf biopic.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit, that's even better.
Yeah.
It was the first one.
I was trying to think of my own answer.
I'm giving Lou that point for creativity.
But I won't do that.
Lou would do that, though.
Yeah, twice. He would never ask himself that question.
Lou goes to the Meatloaf concert, and when Meatloaf sings a song, he's like, but I won't do that. Lou's like, I would.
Count me out, Meatloaf. I'll do it.
I do what Meatloaf won't.
Hey, Meatloaf.
I'll do what Meatloaf won't.
Hey, Meatloaf's other bitch. I gotcha. I'll do it.
That's Lou's favorite hashtag. I'll do what Meatloaf won't.
I want that to be a real thing. In reality, this movie is about three unemployed actors who try to make money by doing stand-up comedy.
It's like almost like our podcast.
A little bit.
Called something with Meatloaf? I don't...
Don't let your Meatloaf...
All right.
I bet you that didn't do well.
No.
All right. Ken, you're up, I believe. In Moab, Utah... Women are forbidden to wear what?
The pants.
The metaphorical pants in the fans.
No, there's actual pants.
Just pants?
There's actual pants that they're not allowed to wear.
Specific pants.
Yeah, specific pair. Just one pair that they're not, but they're not allowed to wear.
So special about these pants?
They're just not allowed to wear them, Pete. Why are you asking me?
Why they gotta discriminate with this one pair of pants?
Dude, don't ask me those questions. I don't know that kind of stuff. I just know that they're not allowed to wear those pants.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Fucking Utah, man.
Yeah, man, weird.
Brian?
Well, Utah's, the Mormons, I should say, have a strict rule of always looking like you're unhappy in photos, right? So their rule in Moab, Utah, is that women can't wear smiles. Because at any moment with our technology, the photo could be snapped of them capturing that smile instead of just showing frown.
They look like a lunatic.
Yeah, pretty much.
Insane. Mm-hmm. I like the way you said Moab, by the way.
Moab.
Danielle. Moab, Utah, women are forbidden to wear what?
Bikinis, because it's more than the Mormon men can take.
Because the Jets aren't wearing them.
Well, you know, it's hard to wear a bikini over your magic underwear.
That's true.
I should have did a Frankie Avalon joke.
Bikinis can't deflect bullets.
No, they can.
What about the women of Armageddon?
The women of doom.
Of peril.
You mean doom broads?
Such an
damn
joke.
Gals.
What about... Whoa.
The damnation, bitches.
Hold the clock. Stop the clock. What about fembots?
I'm all about fembots.
They're robots. Don't care.
They got that 60s look to them, man.
They're women with bikinis that can stop bullets.
Stop it. Brian's getting all turned on by robots again.
Yeah. I fucked that robot.
All right, who are we up to?
Yeah, me.
Lou. Moab, Utah, women are forbidden to wear...
The pants in the family.
He just said that.
No, he said... The pants.
This is a special pair of pants. I'm talking about...
A very specific pair of pants that won't be
allowed. You were really talking about just a special Mormon pant? All right.
Just the most bitchin' pair of Jinko jeans. full blown out, like 98 style, like, man.
Elephant leg.
If you really want me to
backwards
explain it.
Backwards red Yankee cap, everything.
I'll tell you, it's a Mormon tradition. This town thinks that they have Joseph Smith's pants. The men each get to take the pants around and wear it one day out of the year. Women aren't allowed to wear the pants.
As it was said by...
You should have over-explained, because I was enjoying my own fantasy world about these pants.
Yeah.
See, bro?
They were just some bejeweled...
I wasn't going to tell
skinny
you.
Jeans.
I just wanted you to fucking think about what... They absolutely were.
As it was said by Mormon Jesus...
You've never seen how Joseph Smith dressed?
I do have to give Ken credit for inspiring the imagination on
completely
that.
Bedazzled.
As it was said by Mormon Jesus, everyone's got to dress like it's 1999. It's like... It was like ball necklaces.
Yeah, some puka shells, maybe.
Yeah, all that stuff, man.
Yeah. I want you wearing...
Jenkos.
Yeah, I want you wearing a D-Generation X t-shirt.
Yes.
Wait, isn't Mormon Jesus Santa Claus?
No.
Don't
he's
they
not
all work together
Mormon
for
Jesus
Christmas?
Is literally white Jesus.
Don't they all work together for fucking Christmas?
I don't know your Christmas rules.
I don't know your Mormon rules.
It's like...
I don't care.
Who's teaming up? Jesus and Santa team up?
Yeah, Muhammad.
I don't care.
Does Easter Bunny get in on that?
Sometimes, but Muhammad's there.
What's he doing there?
Fucking evil.
We can't be there because they'll bomb us if we have him there.
Muhammad's in charge of the cult.
This is the Krampus?
Yeah.
Right. Despite whatever weird rabbit hole you took us down, I'm going to give Ken the point for inspiring my imagination.
You're like the Reading Rainbow winner, man.
I don't know if I should be proud or upset about
take
that.
Take a look. It's in a book. All right. Who is up? Ken, I believe you start.
I can't do anything.
I'm still on it.
It's got to be Danielle because he went last.
Oh, yeah, you went.
Brian, you have to define the word. Skamoog.
Skamoog?
It's literally a lot of vowels, like skamoog.
Skamoog is what a boar yells when he fucking blows a load. That in Arkansas, in the back hills of Arkansas, yeah, man, it's nothing but skamoog in the middle of the night. You get the skamoog terrors in.
Skamoog terrors?
Yeah, man, it's a fucking male boar blowing his load. He screams it, though, at the top of his lungs.
Okay, disgusting.
Remember when you hear the word skamoog again? It's a boar blowing his load.
To hear that? The mating call of the mighty boar. Skaboog! Daniel. Skaboog.
It's a monster that appears when someone listens to too much bad ska music. It lives under bridges and it eats children.
It's the.
Is it dressed in all checker?
It wears checker pants.
It skanks his way out of the bridge. Suspenders, fedora.
Tells you the band you're listening to is sold out.
Mm-hmm. Bro, you don't have any fucking safety pins I have in my pants? What are you sorry.
Alright, Lou.
The motherfucking Skamoog.
Skamoog.
I wish they could see Brian.
It's like the
dance.
Jeff Jarrett or the Flick Flair. Like.
Brian's still skanking over there.
He's doing something.
It's half skank, half Macarena at this point.
Moving his heart out.
I don't know. It looked like he was just doing some karate chop.
All right. Skamoog to Lou.
They don't tell you this, but that's really where the One Ring was forged.
Skamoog
in the mountain of Skamoog. And they were like, wow, that sounds fucking stupid.
In the black hills of Skamoog.
Like, let's take this shit over to Mordor. It's closer.
I can pronounce that shit. Right.
That actually makes perfect sense to me. I just, my first thought, I was playing that Shadows of Mordor game, and every orc is named Skamoog. Seriously.
Skamoog is found in the Viper's Tongue.
It's like, yo.
In the foothills of Drachmir.
Frodo, you can either fight your way to Mordor, like fight giant spiders, orcs, all kinds of shit. Or you could just walk unopposed to Skamoog. You choose your path, bro.
It's the Staten Island of Middle Earth.
He's like, fuck, man,
it smells of fish and some hoe.
You know
this
what?
Sucks. It's all hot.
He went to Mordor, kid. Fuck. He's like, I'm not going to Skamoog.
Yeah, bro. Hot. No women. Fuck that place.
All right, Ken, we need your
Hobbits never set foot in Skamoog. I can be the first.
This actually might be the answer, but it's a line from Bohemian Rhapsody by Queen.
Skamoog, will you do the fandango?
Lightning,
very, very frightening.
Yeah, it's a
Galileo.
Figaro.
Magnifico.
Are we really going to do this?
No, we're done now.
We can keep going.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Lou loves the music moments.
Yeah, that was dope.
I'm just a poor boy, nobody loves me.
He's just a poor boy from a poor family, sparing his life from his monstrosity.
Easy come, easy go, will you let me go?
No,
we will not let you go. We'll not let you go.
No, 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 no. Yo, cut that up and just send it to all of us, because that was actually, I liked it.
Okay.
Fucking right. Queer rocks, man.
Fuck, it does
I
rock.
Just, I love how you just say one word from it, and everyone just kind of reluctantly piles
if you,
in.
If you even started at, mama, I would have just gone the whole time.
Yeah, I definitely did that on, like, Mother's Day. I went over to my mom's place. She's like, oh, Tony, you came. I'm like, mama. Tony?
Loose Christian.
I didn't mean to make you cry.
Yeah, everyone in my family, like, it's all middle names, so.
Ah, all right.
All right.
Are you all named Lou?
No.
Lou whatever Figueroa.
Lou Tony Figueroa.
I don't know what it is. It's like, no one likes their first name. Like
your brother, like Lou the, Alex Molina?
The parents picked, like, shitty
Alex
first name.
El Zilcho Molina.
So, like, everyone
Lewis
hates him.
Is more shitty than Anthony?
I don't know. It just seemed like, you know,
Can I call you Tony?
If you want, I guess.
You don't look like a Tony. You look like Liz.
I'm going with Tony. He wants to be Tony. I call him fucking Tony.
But I mean, like, nobody liked their first name growing up, so we all, like, were, you know, middle names.
I don't even remember I had the first name. No one has ever called me Brian ever once.
That's a lie. I have called you Brian.
Yeah.
We should, like,
I love talking to some motherfucking Brian.
That's a good strong, like, a good middle name. So your middle name is Tony.
Yeah.
Brian's middle name is awesome.
I hate my middle name. That's
what's your middle name?
Peter.
It's awesome.
I swear.
Peter?
Yeah.
He
that's why we made the
clearly
joke.
Left the wrong name. Like, he should have been going by his middle name.
What's your middle name?
Nick.
Jude.
Jude.
All right, so...
One's missing.
Oh, Christina.
I'm boring.
Oh, your name's Jude?
Yeah.
Hey, Jude.
Hey, Jude.
Are we going to start the... Nah.
It's not Queen, man.
Nah. Hey, Jude.
Again. Yeah. All right, so where were we at?
I got to give a point for Skamoog. It's between Danielle and Lou for the Scotch roll.
What, no boar cum here? What's
that? No boar cum. It's either Mountain Doom on easy mode or Scotch Roll. I'm going to go with Scotch Roll.
Oh, it was on easy mode? Oh, it was on super duper hard mode. That's why you
chose.
No,
it's stinky. No,
it's like a terrible place to be.
You just don't want to go.
Oh. It's an easier trip, but it's just...
Gross.
Don't
want to
go.
Wait, we walk barefoot too, man.
We're not going, man.
We don't wear shoes.
Yeah,
ew.
You have smelly feet for the rest of your life.
All right, so I think Danielle's up this round. Who is... Shalmet Dozen.
Oh my god, that seems...
What do you think? Skamoog is actually the habit of folding the tail over the head when caught, as seen on certain lizards.
Alright.
It's a Pokemon move.
What is it again? Would you just ask me?
Shalmet Dozen.
It's the old hockey move where you pull the fucking
kind of
shirt over.
Kind of pull the shirt over, but like lizard version.
He's Ra's al Ghul's cousin.
Alright. As a nerd, I enjoy that one.
What was the name again? One more time?
Shalmet Dozen.
He's the
means
lesson.
Ass of the demon.
Fuck you, really?
No. Ra's al Ghul is head of the demon.
Yeah.
His cousin's kind of lackluster.
He has like a gimp. He's not very coordinated. He's very puny.
He doesn't have a Lazarus pit.
No.
He's got like a Judas pit. Just gives him herpes.
All right, Lou.
I was going to go with something nerdy too, like...
Do it.
Shalmet Dozen is the Fire Lord. And he's waiting for Dozen's Comet to come by.
I'm the only one in the room who gets that.
What's Dozen's
you get a bonus
comet?
High 5 point.
Woo! What's Dozen's
for an
comet?
Avatar reference. Yeah.
Oh.
Uh-huh. Avatar the Last Airbender.
Not the blue cat one.
Right. Not Smurfs, you know.
I love Smurfs.
Walking with Smurfs or whatever.
Well, that was M. Night Shyamalan.
I think that was the alternate title.
That was the M. Night Shyamalan joint, though.
Not
no.
Smurfs, dude.
I'm
just a bad movie.
Yeah.
No, Smurfs, no, but
the series is dope.
The series is awesome.
Yeah.
M. Night Shyamalan did Smurfs?
No.
No, he did The Last Airbender.
At the end, they were all yellow.
Yeah. All right, Ken. Shalmet Dozen.
Oh, So he's like a underground Jewish superhero. He's loved by all Israelis. He's basically, he was a Nazi hunter, and he's got the most bodies in history.
Is that a civilian name or a superhero name?
It's a superhero name. Shalmet Dozen. It means something in
Hebrew.
Why is he called Shalmet Dozen? Because he killed 12 Nazis in one go?
How many did you kill? One dozen.
No. I think it means like mystical Jew killer or something. I don't know. I don't know the exact translation. I don't speak that fucking savage tongue.
Wow.
No.
It's a savage tongue.
Took a turn at the end.
What do you want me to say? It's not like I said I hate Jews. I just said it's a savage tongue. I don't speak it. I speak fucking English.
Brian, Shalmet Dozen.
Shalmet Dozen is what they yell right before a fight in Russian Mortal Kombat.
It's like a Shalmet Dozen fight.
What's it mean?
It means like it's a lot of round propaganda one. More than any. a lot of propaganda more than everything. Like, you know, everyone is equal. Blah 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 blah. You know, respect Stalin.
Respect motherland.
Yes. Fight to the death.
All right. Remind me, Danielle. What was yours again? We went off on a couple tangents there.
Ra's al Ghul's cousin.
Ra's al Ghul's lame cousin. Mm-hmm. Dozen's comet.
And the
Nazi hunter.
Who killed Nazis by the dozen.
By the dozen.
See, here's the thing.
I honestly can't confirm or deny that. I don't speak that language. I told you.
I'm trying to help.
My dilemma here is that I want to go with the nerd answer that only I got, but I got to go with kill the dozen. That's great. All right. Lou.
Yeah.
Initials. This is a tough one. Spoof. SPOOF.
Oh, man. All right, so this is about deviance. Some people only ogle fatties.
Only ogle fatties.
You see a guy with an obese girlfriend walk by, you're like, spoof.
He's a spoof. Yeah.
Yeah. If you like the blubber, you're a spoof.
Spoof's for you.
Yeah.
Ken? SPOOF.
It's special people of outside Florida.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. That just sounds legit.
I think it might be actually.
Because Florida obviously has their own category.
Yeah, oh, they do. It's called Florida.
Yeah. And Brian, SPOOF.
All right. Speaking pleasantly over open fags. That's all I got.
Open?
Speaking pleasantly.
Yeah. You know what? Our neighbors, the fags, they're so clean. They're just... really nice individuals.
I'm failing to see what this is instructing.
Like, I don't know.
While speaking pleasantly over openly gay people.
Openly, I miss.
No, speaking pleasantly.
So you're complimenting the gay lifestyle.
Yes.
To people who are out of the closet.
The only thing I couldn't come up with is a better word with the F. So I was just like, all right, well, I guess whatever. All right, well, it's like, well, they're so pleasant to be around and they're a great style.
Hi.
And sometimes, you know, they come in and say hi. Yeah. Like, good people.
And you can't win them all, people.
You can't.
Just can't win them all.
Danielle? SPOOF.
That's a killer, too. That's
it's
double O.
Yeah. An F.
I'm impressed at how quick you guys are.
It's a group. It's like a support group of women in their 40s and 50s, bored housewives, and it's called Support Penises Only on Fridays. So they will only... let their husbands.
Sounds like they're getting divorced. Then.
Such a bitches.
Yeah.
It's approved, bitches.
You gave this one out in the bad room.
Get those sluts.
I didn't say it was a good thing. You just asked me what it was. That's what
you're
it is.
Sipping on all that fucking free air. You can't give it up on a Friday night.
Open those legs up.
Yeah.
It's only on Fridays.
Bring some the bacon.
Friday's the night to look forward to.
Oh man, Monday, Tuesday, Johnson. You know it's Friday night. I'm getting some. I'll see you Monday.
Old chap. I'm gonna split some mic tonight.
Richardson, getting some gash tonight. I'll see you on Monday.
Thompson, I'm gonna get a little trim. See you on the office on Monday, bud.
Thompson, guess who's getting laid tonight?
What are you doing this Friday night, Jim? Why, Bill, I'm diving for muff.
I'm getting a little trim tonight, Bill. Just getting a little trim. Yep.
I'm going to drink a bottle of gin and try to fuck my wife's best friend. See you on Monday. It's Don Draper.
Actual answer is Society for the Protection of Old Fishes.
That's what we were talking about, right?
Yeah. Mm.
I think so.
That old gash.
The old gash is what we were talking about.
In all honesty, though, my favorite answer of those goes to Lou.
The fatties.
Fatties. Oh, and I never read what Shelma Dozen did I? She was an 80-year-old grandmother who finally got her driver's license after failing 34 tests.
She died? Car accident. She shouldn't get her
license. The day of.
She shouldn't have got her license.
Probably not. You first left that many out times. The place.
Yeah, they should have a three-strike rule here.
Not even three. You failed that twice.
Yeah, get, like, come you're on, done. Man. Well, Ken, I think you're up for the next round.
I do that, man.
What's the plot of the movie The Sin of Harold Diddlebach?
Oh, that's easy.
Yeah.
I agree with whatever Ken says.
My answer. I mean, it was the perfect question for you to give me.
I read this. It was serendipitous.
I read the book. I actually co-wrote the book. And it's,
book's loosely based on his life.
The biopic about the Diddler. Yeah, I just wouldn't give him the, I wouldn't give him the naming rights to the Diddler, so I had to call
him. They changed him to Harold?
Yeah, I had to call him Harold Dinkenstein, Diddlestein, whatever they called that guy. But, yeah, it's basically the story of how I diddled the Diddlers, man.
The true story of Kenny Diddlebach.
Yeah. Harold Diddlebach.
So he diddled little kids. Like you diddled himself.
Yeah.
So basically he's just having gay sex with these men.
No. Unconsensual, yeah. Unconsensual.
Forcefully, people.
Unconsensual gay sex.
Unconsensual.
It's more of rape, like, than anything.
Yeah, it's definitely rape.
Some prison style.
It's okay. Definitely prison.
Prison
rape.
Rape.
Fair enough.
But yeah, he's like, what'd you do to that boy? Boy.
That just made the whole room uncomfortable.
Yeah, it did.
So. I hope so. It's an uncomfortable movie, Pete.
It was tense. He put on his Deliverance face and everything.
Yeah.
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
Then he pointed to his poster and gave a thumbs up. Brian, The Sin of Harold Diddlebach.
Is it, was it a movie?
The movie.
Man, it was actually a true story. It happened at a church on a block from me. Some priest, he just got sexed up by this fucking unruly child that just needed him. It's, and
ew.
Well, listen to me here. He lured that poor, unfortunate priest into his sin den.
This movie produced by the Catholic Church.
Look, yeah. Yes, it's produced by the Catholic Church. Luckily, he found Jesus after and regained
his faith. These poor priests have been victim to these children for too long.
These gorgeous little fucking children that are walking around today. That's tempting these priests. With their Twitter and Instagram. They can never get away now.
The priests have been the victims.
These gorgeous little tots have just been parading around these poor unfortunate priests for just too long.
It's funny, that's the stance the church takes. It's like, don't blame us. Have you seen these kids?
Fucking, they're gorgeous. They're just little Biebers everywhere.
Have you seen the tight communion pants?
You want to take, like, that kids for scotch?
The Pope's like, this is genius. Why haven't we thought of this in the past?
Brought to you by the Pope.
Yeah, man.
Right.
It's a hard stance
brought
against...
Brought to you by Jesus himself.
All sorts of fucked up, it's but a, we're moving on.
It's a hard stance against child luring.
All right, Daniel. The Sin of Harold Diddlebach.
It is actually a documentary about Jerry Sandusky.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's it?
I mean, do you know
he
the
did
story?
Rape that kid.
Enough said, I
like,
guess.
It's the story of a man that opens up a camp. But
that was the name of the vein going into the heart of that fucking coach. That fucking guy just was like, well, coach?
Joe Pa.
Yeah, Joe Pa. That was the cause of death.
Yeah. Poor guy died in shame.
He's like, I'm going to be forever linked with raping kids?
Dead. It's pretty terrible.
It is rough.
You need to send Kenny to diddle the diddler.
I'll diddle him.
In jail, just have a cell with you, man.
I don't go to jail.
Don't. All right, Lou.
Yeah.
The Sin of Harold Diddlebach.
This is a movie about a proctologist who enjoyed his job way too much.
He enjoyed his diddle time.
He'd get in there, and he'd know what was wrong with you immediately, but he's just having fun. Like, he's just fishing around for gold.
It's a whole movie based on this guy just digging in buttholes. Not a porno, though.
It's a butthole digger.
It's not a porno.
It's a real artsy flick.
It's
noir, in fact. It's black and white.
Oh, shit. All right.
Brown and white.
Sometimes
brown and white sepia.
Sometimes he'd get in there and just use a slide whistle, let you know when he was done. Like,
so it's a horror movie.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Diddlebach?
In actuality, the Sin of Harold Diddlebach was a mild-mannered accountant goes on a drunken rampage and then buys a circus.
We're back to the clowns.
Was it that Matt Damon movie, man?
What?
Yeah, we bought a circus.
We bought a zoo or a circus.
It's the most fucked up answer, but I did laugh the hardest at Brian's.
By the way, I mean, it's real travesty what these churches are doing to these poor children.
Yes, let's get that out there.
I know everyone laughed at the old, priest was the victim joke, but seriously.
We don't diddle kids. Yeah. We don't diddle kids.
We do not diddle kids.
Okay, final question. So, Brian, in Hollywood, California, it is illegal to drive what?
Under 55.
I can't drive 55.
No, man. It's a Sammy Hagar rule.
Hagar's Law.
It's called Hagar's Law over there in sunny California.
All right, Danielle?
Even the school zones have 55 on. Zoom through them.
It's illegal to drive if you have a convertible with the top down in the middle of the day because your plastic surgery will melt.
Melting facelifts.
Hershey Kiss Syndrome.
A lot of drippy noses.
Wind!
Wind! Alright, Lou?
Yeah.
Hollywood, California, it is legal to drive.
Anything but a hybrid.
Probably true.
I also want to add that when the buses stop and the little stop sign goes out, it just says 55 on it.
You're really pushing your answer right now.
I just thought of it.
I know that Lou's going, but remember I said 55?
Sorry.
What was yours again? Hybrids.
Hybrids, yeah.
All right. And Ken.
In Hollywood, it's actually illegal to drive with cocaine, but without a bribe for the cops.
Without a little, like, extra baggie?
A little hush money.
Yeah, you can drive with cocaine, but you need that little money on the side. So it's illegal to drive with cocaine without
the
hush
money. Yeah, man, cops got to wet his beak.
Yeah. Dude, he's not acting. Yeah.
And don't forget, 55.
I see you were driving 33. Explain.
Oh, $5,500. Yeah, sure.
Let's narrow this down. Brian, I'm going to eliminate you for pandering.
What'd I do?
A little excessive on the 55s.
Well, look, man, it just kept coming up.
No.
You shoehorned that thing in there every chance you got.
Coming up like a crowbar.
Oh my goodness. You were the king of the shoehorn there, bud.
You said it like no fewer than like 55 times.
Well, good. Then I made sense. Thanks for counting.
That's the new
Give me the goddamn point.
The new rule is
give you 55 of them.
Whoever says they're answered the most.
Yeah. Luke, go. Hybrid.
What was the point there, Chief? Like,
all right, so we got hybrids,
55.
Whatever Ken's thing was,
right? Cocaine,
melting faces.
I like melting faces.
Yo, you're the worst host in the whole world.
How are you gonna say that?
Absolutely the worst. You're like, what was your answer again?
We go off on these jags.
Why don't you listen the first time, dickhead?
That's Ken's too hot rant. He's like, finish the show. Yeah. I'm sweating.
Seriously,
bullets.
You're taking it all this time.
Well,
man.
I'm going to deduct Ken a point for his whiny attitude. Poor sportsmanship. God, which means that we now no longer have a tie for first, and Lou wins.
Woo!
Thank God.
Oh, man, first time in weeks we didn't have a time for this.
Did you just put
it's hot in as hell in here, and you put on a velour coat?
Hey, look, man, I like to be comfy sometimes.
Dude, I'm sweating.
KZ's coming back.
He's literally turning into KZ before our eyes.
Yeah. Look, man, KZ might have to do a little appearance of the coat.
Don't you have a song or something?
Well, let's finish Balderdash.
We're done with Balderdash. Lou wins.
Yeah.
Lou, you get to go decide who goes first next week. Woo! Now the glasses, put them on. There they are.
Now we have entered the battleground.
Second best rapper of all time is here.
Second best rapper of all time there, bud.
Yeah, you better fucking recognize.
Hey, Pete, I heard you hate my flows. Oh,
no. Is this going to be another fucking thing?
Could be.
God what? Damn it. Get a fucking life.
What? Pete, he reads the cards, but Lou, he brings the yucks.
Right there, that's gold right there.
Yeah, dude, platinum.
That is a top-notch rhyme.
I got a beef for you, Lou. You want a beef? I got a beef for you.
We can rap beef. Yeah, I'm all about it.
Yeah. No, 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 not a beef. I said I got a beat for you.
Oh, yeah,
I'll show
you
after the show, man. $1 million beat.
All right. There's a new album coming out from the best rapper of all time, man. All right, here it goes.
Listen up, all you hip-hop fans out there. You need to go out and cop that new album titled Ain't Running From Plaid. Coming to you from your boy Rap Like Phoenix, featuring songs like his smash hit slow jam, Trojan Pete.
I step into my bedroom and my moves are slick. Never need a condom because Pete's on my dick.
And his breakout single, Got What Pete Needs.
Pete, I just let it be. If you just get off my nuts. If you just get off my nuts.
This album also features songs like I'm Very Petty, Always Get the Last Word, and his straight fire team up with KZ number 2, Cheap Shirts.
Pete, when you come at the throne, you know I be snitching. Your raps are weak, son, just like your shirt stitching.
Rap like Phoenix, you running from class. Out now. You
done it this time, Phoenix.
Oh my God, will you two just fucking get it over with?
That's the funniest shit I think I've ever heard.
Oh no.
Shots fired.
Shots keep getting fired. They're the only ones firing shots.
Shots fired.
This is getting sad, man.
Bro, you're getting Meek Milled over here.
Fucking get a life.
You're getting Meek Milled over here, dude.
I got a fucking life. I don't have time to be writing 30-second raps for these assholes.
You don't have 5 minutes to write a 30-second rap.
I don't have initiative to acknowledge these guys during the week.
You can't be that busy, bro. You just don't seem the type.
Scratching my ass seems like a better use of time. My God.
Damn.
Shots fired.
They must have been bringing that
Dan
hot
really
fire,
wants
I'm sweating.
Dan really wants this shit.
He wants a song, Pete.
He wants this real bad.
Give him a song back.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. That's a fucking
They're obviously going to keep coming. This guy's not going to stop dressing up like this.
I love it. I'm going to hang it up in one of these. Like, I'm going to frame it.
You should get like
Jay-Z with a mic. I'm going to dip my mic in gold, put it up there, and say second best rapper alive.
You should get a mannequin to wear it like a Batman, bro. Like, so you could so just hot, fucking... Man. Yeah, you put on a velour suit.
I'm dying. Like, the last time I was good, this time I'm dying.
Man, there hasn't been a feud since this, like this, since LL and that other guy. What was his name?
The guy who raped him?
No. LL got raped?
He gave up his booty for that contract. 100%.
Did he?
Oh, what? Yeah.
Damn.
It's a well-known fact. LL did some gay shit to get heard.
Somebody did eat Cool J cookies then.
Mm-hmm. Ladies love Cool James, so do the fellas.
Wow. Alright, Pete.
We're going to close
eagerly
this out.
Anticipating.
Yeah, man. Let's hear that. Let's hear it.
I'm slowly going to drag out the end of this show because by far everyone else seems way hotter in this room than myself.
Oh, yeah. Well, they were spitting hot fire.
Well, all I'm hearing as Pete's response to fucking shots fired is dead air.
No, oh, damn.
Oh, damn. Kenny, you too.
That's all I'm hearing.
He wants, the best rapper alive, man. Was it Rap Like Phoenix?
Well, a very special message to Rap Like Phoenix. Get off my dick!
Oh, shit. Shots fired. Hashtag shots fired.
I believe he told you he didn't need a condom, though, Pete.
I don't even mention this motherfucker. Who writes songs about me?
Oh, man.
Shots fired.
Hashtag Sam. Shots fired. All right, let's finish it up.
All right, so follow us on Twitter at PIB Comics. Like us on Facebook. And all the other happy horse shit. Tumblr and all that. What have you. Comic-Con, October, what day?
I believe it's the 8th through the 12th.
8th through the 12th, Jacob Javits Center. Table 583. Come say hi. We'll have some cool merch for you.
If you like the show, I want to say these guys are going to draw some of the shit we've been talking about.
Working on it.
That would be sweet.
Don't forget about hashtag Lou will do that.
Hashtag what meatloaf won't.
Yeah, hashtag
what meatloaf won't.
Fucking Lou will. You could also, if you want your very own special Kenny the Diddler poster, we'll have him there and full sign stock. He'll sign him.
Oh, yeah, definitely getting those.
He'll be signed.
If you're a little kid, he'll take a picture with you on his lap. No, not a huge deal.
We don't diddle kids. We don't diddle kids.
And asking for an autograph is tantamount to consent.
Yeah. As long as there's a yes, then we're good.
Yeah, that's implicit. That's implied. That's implied on set of anything.
All right, well, Kenny, thank you for joining us again.
As always.
Danielle, thank you.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
And for myself and Brian and Lou, close the door behind you.
Never be shit. You'll dig your own ditch. Dollar is a curse on the